Blog Talk Radio.
I am so excited tonight. Today is Thursday, January 1st. The year is 2015. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, and the name of my show is You Talk Too Much. I am proud to host a show that is a featured show within the Blog Talk Radio lineup of shows. I'm excited tonight for a few reasons. Can you believe 2015 is here and 2014 is gone? Life is flying by. We all have goals and objectives we want to accomplish, and it seems we must jump onto a treadmill to accomplish them because life is moving so fast. We must incorporate wants from our bucket list into our lifestyles now rather than later. I think traveling internationally would be on most people's bucket list, even if it means just visiting Mexico. I have London, Amsterdam, and Paris on my bucket list, but if there were something I could do to satisfy that desire now, I would do it. One way to satisfy one's desire to travel internationally would be to participate in events held here in Hampton Roads at the Intercultural School of Etiquette. The owner and CEO of the Intercultural School of Etiquette, Mrs. Paulette Reed, is here with us tonight, and that is the second reason why I am so excited. On the air tonight to kick off 2014 is Mrs. Paulette Reed. She's a motivational speaker, a professional business coach, advisor for political diversity and women-focused events. Paulette Reed specializes in social, corporate, and political protocol, advising, etiquette training, and event coordinating with more than a decade of experience. She has trained government officials, private sector executives, as well as college students and youths here in the United States and abroad. Paulette Reed has excellent oral and written communication skills. She is a leader in her field and her business. The Multicultural School of Etiquette is so unique, it can't be found outside of Hampton Roads. At least, I have never heard of a Multicultural School of Etiquette anywhere. It was my pleasure to meet Mrs. Reed and her husband recently at the holiday affair given by the Hampton Roads Chamber of Commerce. It was an upscale professional event. We sat at the same table and discovered we have a few things in common. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall. My call-in number tonight is 1-714-242-5273. Hello, Mrs. Paulette Reed. Are you with us tonight? Hello? Hello, Mrs. Reed. Hello, Mrs. Reed. You can call in from another telephone. The number is 1-714-242-5273. Maybe I just can't hear you. Hello, Mrs. Reed. Try hanging up and calling back. Good, good, good. Well, first of all, let me just move on a little. Today is New Year's Day. Everyone's out here celebrating.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Reed. I can hear you this time. How are you?
Hi. I could hear you perfectly the first time. I was saying hello, hello, but you couldn't hear me. But we're connected now. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you. Thank you so much for giving Blog Talk Radio 30 minutes of your time on New Year's Day. How was your day? How was your new year?
Wonderful. It has started off wonderfully. I've had family and friends come in and visit. It's been great. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Mrs. Reed, would you please describe to our audience what the intercultural school of etiquette is and the purpose it serves in society?
Certainly. The Intercultural School of Etiquette, first of all, we believe and we live and teach at the Intercultural School of Etiquette that the key to etiquette is always esteeming others as higher than yourself. We've had the privilege I've had the privilege of traveling to every continent with the exception of two, and that would be Antarctica and South America, and collecting and learning from other cultures. But our purpose is to train people in cultures so that they can make personal connections, professional connections. And, you know, I think that when you understand someone else and you understand their culture, you connect in a special way. It builds bridges, not only to your world, but to theirs as well, which I think is extremely important, especially in today's society, for the political arena, the personal arena, the diplomatic arena, you name it. It's important today.
What made you decide to create this school, and how did you acquire the talents necessary to promote and operate a school of this status?
Well, I've always been fascinated with cultures. I remember at the age of about 15 years old, it was then that I discovered that my mom was actually from a little country called Belize, Central America. And she took me there, and I loved it. I loved it so much. I told her, I said, Mom, can I stay here? But I've always been fascinated with languages. I've been fascinated with other foods, the dance, the music, the art, you name it. And I everywhere I go, I love people. I love to, again, make those connections with people. And it goes beyond language. It's something that you have to open up to other people, let them in, and, you know, they let you into their world, and you learn. You're there to learn. You're there to enjoy. You're there to explore. And with this knowledge, I found myself being on the other end of the stick, if you will, where people would say to me, well, Paulette, what do I do? You know, what is acceptable here? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? And I would advise them, and I realized, you know, there's a great need for this. There's a need for people to learn how to connect, and you'll hear me use that word throughout the entire evening, connect, because that's the key, to make that connection, to build those bridges, to fill in those gaps so that we can embrace one another. I think one of the things that I've always been against, and they teach this a lot, especially in the U.S., they will say, learn to tolerate. We must learn to tolerate other people's differences. And I've always taught my children, I've taught those around me, never tolerate. Tolerate means I'll put up with you for as long as I have to. And then, you know, when it's over, it's over. I mean, I'll go my way, you go yours. I've seen people work side by side, and they've never learned anything from each other, and it's sad because there's a wealth of knowledge that you can, you know, take on. And so, no, not tolerate, to appreciate, you know, to grow into, to embrace. Diversity education brings about cultural appreciation, which I think is again, necessary in today's world.
Well, you're absolutely right because, you know, as an adult, I realized that a lot of people have fear of people from other cultures or fear of people who are different, whether their religious beliefs are different or political beliefs are different. Just people tend to have fear of other people. And what you're doing is actually alleviating that fear as well, helping people connect and not be afraid of one another.
Right.
Paulette, I learned through my conversations with you and through what you mentioned tonight, you have traveled extensively around the world. Did you learn several different languages while you were traveling? And now that you know several different languages, do you get an opportunity to speak them here in the United States?
Oh, absolutely. I meet people every day on a daily basis, Portuguese. You know, I have a lot of friends from Portugal. In fact, I said earlier that I had family and friends come in. Well, when you hear me mention the word family, most of my family members are my friends, and they're people who have originated from different countries. And my family members that came in, which are the godparents to my daughters or my children, the mother's from Portugal, and her godfather's from Cape Verde. And they speak Portuguese. And so we greet each other in the language. And it's not, you know, here's the thing. You're right about fear. People are afraid to even learn a language because they say, oh, my gosh, or speak what they know because they say, oh, my gosh, I may not say it right. Or someone will laugh at me. You know, 90% and even higher than that, rarely have I ever met anyone. I don't think I have, but I'm sure they're out there. Who has ever laughed at me because I didn't say something correctly? You know, I let me tell you, I was speaking my Japanese left and right, and there are times when they would smile and they would shake their head, and then they would, when the opportunity presented itself, they would then tell me how to say it correctly. But they were so excited over the fact that I at least tried. And most people don't even try. And it's sad. You don't, and if you can't speak Spanish, so what? That's using the front of your tongue. Asian languages use the middle of your tongue. And you know, the French, the Arabic, the, you know, the German, they use the back of the tongue. They call some of them Romance languages. And you don't know until you try, you know. If nothing else, know how to say hello. Know how to say your name, or please, or thank you, but at least know how to say something. And then from there you can say, English, please. And it's okay. They'll laugh, but it's okay. They'll want to help you.
Well, please tell us, which languages do you speak?
Well, I would have to say five, I am not fluent in any of them. You know, I can speak a little bit of Arabic. I can speak some Spanish, of course, French and Japanese, even some Wolof, which is the native tongue of the Senegalese, Portuguese. Let's see. Oh, my goodness.
Did you say Happy New Year today in any other language?
You know, I don't believe I did. I did, however, say Merry Christmas, of course, because we have friends from Senegal who contacted us, and they would say Merry Christmas, and of course you would say, you know, Bonne Fête. And it's for those who are perfect French speakers. I probably said that without the proper accent, but that's not what matters. What matters is that, you know, you at least try again. I can say hello, for example, in French. And I have to tell you this because people got a kick out of me. But it actually helped me to advance. I would walk into a room. I would say, bonsoir. That's good evening. comment allez-vous? And they would say, ah, madame, ça va? Or, je vais très bien, merci. Et vous, à ça? Je vais très, très bien, merci. Comment vous appelez-vous? Yeah, je m'appelle, they would tell me, and I would say, ah, je m'appelle Madame Paulette Reed. Enchantée de faire votre connaissance. And I would say, ah, monsieur, madame, s'il te plaît, hein? Anglais. And they would laugh. And basically all I said was, you know, good evening, how are you? My name is Paulette, how are you feeling? I'm well, and you? You know, I mean, and if you meet someone who's Japanese, you know, one of the things you want to say to them, they have a saying, when you meet them, they say, hajime mashite, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you. But there's another thing that you can say, which is near and dear to my heart. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. And that says, please take good care of me, or please be good to me. I love that, Ms. Gall, because from the very beginning, you're placing yourself into the hands of another person. And if we just did that, can you imagine where we would be today? Well, and that's what etiquette is all about.
Well, something you just reminded me of is that actually we don't have to go out to meet people. Our neighbors speak other languages, like my neighbor to my right. The wife is Japanese, and I think across the street the wife may be Korean. But I'm not going to go into that too much more now. I want to ask you, Paulette Reed, to tell me about your newest program, Culture and Class. What is that about?
Well, Culture and Class is something that I designed. I actually did it extensively while I was in Senegal. And then I brought it new here to the Hampton Roads. And basically, excuse me, what it does is it allows us to learn about other cultures. Either I'll teach them myself, or I'll bring in a diplomat. And we learn about different cultures. I will teach you the language. You have 30 minutes of language training, which is basically like the tip of the iceberg. And if you are interested in more, of course, we will set it up through my school where you can come in and learn more about, you know, the language and how to speak it and so forth. But it's the first Friday of every month. This month, we are doing it the second Friday because people are just coming back from the holiday seasons. But it starts at 6, it ends at 8. We're very prompt. But you start off with, you know, the networking. People come in, they tell a little bit about who they are, what it is that they do. And then you start off with, depending on where you're from, if it's a European country, they normally start everything off with what is known as an aperitif. And for those who are listening and do not understand what that is, it's like your a nice little before dinner drink, and it's usually sweet in nature, and it gets your stomach juices flowing, you know, ready to, you know, eat that meal. You're prepared, and then you have your appetizers, and then we feed you a main course, and of course sometimes it's usually two different courses, and then you have your dessert, and of course, you know, if it's like in Portugal, they drink port, and so after your dinner you're going to have your port, but then after that you have what is known as a digestive. And it's something to help digest your food. And usually it is coffee or, you know, and sometimes they'll give you, and it's espresso, so you'll get a little cookie to go with it. But you'll be amazed that you can sit there and you can go course for course and you don't feel that bloated, you know, feeling. And it's an experience. Having this is an experience.
Ms. Paula,
does that make sense?
Please, let me ask you this. Your culture and class event, it's a dinner, a workshop, a networking event. Is it all that all rolled into one?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And it's an opportunity to really ask questions. And we talk about the faux pas, you know, the don't do's. You know, you don't want to do this and you do not want to do that. when you're doing business. These are, you know, unlike in the U.S., Ms. Gall, when we meet to do business, all that matters is business. Can you do the job? I really don't care about your personal life. I really don't care about anything else. Let's just, you know, bottom line here. We're going to get to the bottom line. Well, when you're dealing with other cultures, it's about the relationship. And in Portugal, they don't do business with companies. They do business with people. The same thing in many of your European countries. And so, you know, you go in and it is business, but they're interested also, in many cases, in the relationship as well. And so that's what culture and class teach you.
Okay, let me say this also. On the second Friday of January 2015, you're hosting one of your culture and class events, and the theme will be
Pakistan.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, please tell me exactly how could someone reach you in order to attend that event?
Well, they can contact me through director at isetiquette.com. Or they can call 757-828-7371. And if they contact me and they tell me that they're interested in attending or send me an email, which is one of the best ways, then I will be sure to send them an invite. It is $30 to attend, but it is money that is well spent, and they will have the experience of a lifetime.
Wow, I think a lot of people are interested in India, the Asian Indian countries, especially a country or like Pakistan. Let me ask you this also. What about your talents and skills? Which talents and skills do you possess, and which ones do you like the most, and which ones do you use the most? Specifically, what I'm asking about is, do you prefer to be commissioned to do speaking? Do you prefer to train executives? Do you prefer to do coaching? Or do you prefer to coordinate events?
Well, that's a very difficult question, Ms. Gall, because actually I can do all of them quite well, and I have no preference over the other. I love, if I had to say, teaching protocol above all else. But even when I'm doing multicultural events for an organization or an individual, it's still an opportunity to teach. Because oftentimes when I do multicultural events or presentations, I have to spend a little bit of time speaking with the individual that has requested me to do it, because there are some roles on their part that they have to learn and know how to do as well, even before I begin what it is that I do. I enjoy public speaking. I enjoy writing speeches, especially to reach political groups. I love coaching. I'm constantly coaching. My phone rings all hours, day and night. If I have a client, they will call me at any time, and because they're from different time zones. And so I will coach them. I receive texts. You know, this person is meeting this individual for the first time. They're going to make an introduction. Whose name is spoken first? And so I simply respond. And so I can't say that I prefer one over the other, but if I had to, it would be teaching protocol. I love teaching executives. I love teaching the housewife. I love teaching the teenager and even the smallest child, because one can never project where life will take them. But one thing is for certain, true etiquette or protocol is a key that can unlock any door. If you know it, you don't need money to walk through it, because I'll put it in even a simpler form. Good manners will take you into places that money can never buy your way into. I know this for a fact.
Wow. Now, I want to ask you this. The Intercultural School of Etiquette, did you need any type of accreditation from the state in order to open your school, or do you have to fulfill any requirements from the state in order to host?
No, and you know, that is, in a sense, unfortunate, because there are very few people who have actually acquired the skills that I have. Now, let me clarify when I say that. Are there people that can train in American protocol? Absolutely. There's so many things that are required. Swearing in ceremonies. My best friend, who I call my big sister, she's going to be sworn in as an ambassador next week. And so I'll be there. That is a specific protocol within itself. Yes, you would have to have some sort of experience and, of course, go through a particular school with the State Department to be able to do things like that. However, I received my protocol from, you know, traveling the world, speaking and meeting and living it. When I lived in Japan, I was a member of something called the Japanese American Wives Group. We call it JAW. And what they did was they paired us together from ensign to admiral on our side, the American side. And from the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force, they also paired us together with them from ensign to admiral. And the admiral's wives would train us in things that, you know, we otherwise would have never experienced or known. And then I was also another member of what they call the Shonan Ladies. And I ended up meeting who I like to refer to today, my three Japanese mothers. And they, again, taught me a totally different spectrum of information that, again, otherwise the average American will never know or ever see or even experience. And I remember taking a little bit of that for granted at one point until, and that's when I went to one of the only two Chinese schools in all of Japan, and it was in Yokohama. And we were the guest of honor. And it was like a Bruce Lee movie. All of the beauty, the color, the dance that you would see in those movies with the dragon, they actually performed it for us. And I was excited, but I didn't quite grasp what I was looking at until I told my husband, hey, you know, they're having the Chinese New Year parade. Let's go. I want you to see it, because he was aboard the Kitty Hawk at the time. And we went there, and let me tell you, the crowd was dangerous. People were almost stampeding just to have an opportunity to get a glimpse at what I actually sat in the front row seat for. So, you know, where do you get that in a school? What school can give you all of that?
Well,
they can't. You either live it or you don't.
You're absolutely right. We're here tonight on Blog Talk Radio with Mrs. Paulette Reed, CEO of the International School of Etiquette. She's my guest, and she has given us pointers tonight. I'm thinking maybe we all need to brush up on our manners in America, especially you social climbers out there. You can reach Ms. Paulette Reed at 757-828-7371 or contact her by email at director@isetiquette.com. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, and the name is You Talk Too Much. Ms. Paulette Reed, thank you so much for being on You Talk Too Much tonight. Thank you for helping me welcome my show into the year of 2015. Thank you so much. Our show is over, and good night.
Thank you, Ms. Call. The pleasure is all mine.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.